What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I'm Debbie Monterey.
And I'm Scott Jagel. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. Hundreds of residents gathered in St. Charles last night for an open house. Some came to learn more about a proposed 400-acre data center near Truman Boulevard. Others came to protest.
It does not make sense.
There is not enough truth, and there's not enough good, sound communication to the community.
The protesters expressed to Fox 2 concerns about potential water contamination, a strain on the power grid, and a lack of transparency. They also cited impact on city services, finances, the environment. Some say they are prepared to fight this proposal.
Supporters of the project hosted information stations touting the benefits of the center, including the creation of jobs, tax benefits, and help upgrading the city's infrastructure. The St. Charles City Council is scheduled to vote on this proposal August 19th, and the meeting will be held at the Convention Center because a large turnout is expected.
While people packed that open house on the data center, more than 100 people crammed into a meeting room to hear more about efforts to clean up groundwater in St. Charles. The EPA has been cleaning up a Superfund site south of Highway 370 for two decades. It's close to the well field where the city gets most of its drinking water. Earlier this week, the EPA released a report saying their main cleanup tool doesn't seem to be working, but the water is still okay to drink. At a meeting, an EPA representative told the crowd they'll likely propose revised treatment options by the end of the year.
Southwest Airlines is cutting nonstop service from Lambert to six cities in its upcoming March schedule. Those routes include Charlotte and Midwest feeder cities whose people filled planes here, like Little Rock, Tulsa, and Wichita.
Southwest is rerouting those cities to connect through other hubs, such as Midway or Dallas Love Field. And what it implies to me is that Southwest simply wasn't generating enough profitable traffic, whether locally between St. Louis and those cities or from those cities via St. Louis, connecting onward to other destinations.
Harvey Hartevelt, an industry analyst with Atmosphere Research, says if Southwest moves toward a complete hub model, it's poised to pick Nashville, not St. Louis.
If St. Louis isn't meeting Southwest's business expectations, given the airline's poor financial performance, they're going to cut the routes that are among the worst performers. My hope is that Southwest will realize St. Louis is a solid market and that there may perhaps be other destinations they can replace these markets that they cut with. And I know that Southwest has been talking with the airport about building a new terminal complex. I hope that all comes to fruition.
For now, he says St. Louisans should support Southwest's still remaining 60 direct destinations, because if the company doesn't sell tickets here, they'll keep cutting.
Missouri will decide today which sports books will operate across the state without a physical location.
There are three options on the table for two licenses. Ryan Butler, the senior news analyst at Covers.com, tells KMOX one of them stands out from the other two.
Circa Sportsbook, which is available in Illinois, is based out of Nevada. Is the bettor's favorite. They're a smaller book. They don't necessarily appeal to the wide audiences that a DraftKings or FanDuel do.
He says DraftKings and FanDuel can be considered the favorites to receive the untethered bids because they are the top two in every state they operate in. Butler adds, just because one of those three will not be chosen as an untethered sports book doesn't mean it may not go live December 1st in partnership with a casino or stadium. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
When the May 16th tornado hit, the Julia Davis branch of St. Louis Public Library took a direct hit. Library CEO Waller McGuire says the newly installed solar panels in the HVAC units were ripped off the roof. The nearby Cabiny branch on Union, an old Carnegie library, was also damaged.
The wind got under the roof and did some damage, actually lifted the roof up
and the ceiling collapsed in that building.
McGuire says they're grateful no one was injured, but says it's going to be a while before repairs are completed. In the meantime, they're extending hours at another nearby branch to accommodate patrons.
Blue and brown are now the same, at least for St. Louis City residents accustomed to putting their trash bags in the brown dumpster and their recycling in the blue one. Problem has been more than half of what goes in the blue dumpsters is too dirty to be recycled. City Chief Operating Officer Ben Johnson says that number improves significantly on items people take to a drop-off site.
Our commitment is to, because of the efficacy of those drop-off locations as opposed to the alleyway dumpsters, is to ramp up the ease of use and the number of those drop-off points by 50%.
He says the city has ordered stickers so that residents now know both blue and brown are for trash.
It's in the first week of school in the Collinsville district, but also the beginning of a new high school ban on cell phones. KMOX asked Superintendent Dr. Mark Skurdich how that transition has been.
They asked the kids to put them away to get to break that trend that some of the older upperclassmen may have been used to, and they complied and all positive reports. Now, you knock on wood, you don't want to jinx yourself.
Skurdich tells us not a single cell phone was seized on the first day from a student inappropriately using a phone in the classroom. Of course, Missouri statewide has banned cell phones in the classroom, and we'll have more coverage for you as more districts return to school on Monday.
The New York Yankees are in town for a series with the Cardinals. That game is 7:15 on KMOX, so the pregame starts at 6:20 on the Voice of the Cardinals, 104.1 FM. KMOX.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX news team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.